Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling. Hello, and welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. Jared and I are here together this afternoon. How's it going?
Great. It's election day.
It is election day.
Donald J. Trump is about to be elected, I believe.
I hope so. We'll see. That's a strong thing to say when the results are not in yet. We'll see, because this is going to post.
Elon was on Rogan and said that this is the most consequential election ever. You know, everybody says that. But he said this is literally the end of America if we don't win this election, because it becomes a one-party state, one-party nation like California became. It's definitely going to be interesting to see how tonight goes and tomorrow and how everything unfolds.
I saw a good thing from Nate Wilson on Instagram about your job is the same either way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You
know, it's like, of course, things will be easier if Trump wins, hopefully. But honestly, God's sovereign and we don't know. So our job's the same either way.
Yeah.
And whether Kamala wins or Trump wins, God's still in control. He's still on the throne. And we continue about our duties the exact same as we did yesterday.
It is fascinating to see, in light of God's sovereignty, what is God doing in this nation? Because with one option before us, it seems to be like further judgment, and the other one seems to be moving in the right direction. And it almost, in my mind, is pointing to this is the collapse and fall, or the possibility that God may bring revival and renewal to a nation.
With death comes life. So even if it is the collapse and fall, like, God's plans remain, and there's life on the other side of that. And we just might be the generation that has to hold fast while the collapse happens. It's like, I was thinking about how, because of 2020, homeschooling skyrocketed, and parents are now, eyes are opened, the horrors of government schools and all this and that. And it's like, praise God. You know, through dark stuff, our eyes can be open to more and more of our responsibilities. There's something about fall that makes me want to light a candle. The darker days, the chillier temperatures, it makes me want to be home and feel cozy, but without the endocrine disruption. Thankfully, Gilead Girls have just come out with 6 fall-scented tallow candles: butterscotch and bourbon, evergreen and apple, fallen leaves, sugared pumpkin butter, fresh coffee, and cinnamon roll. I personally have the sugared pumpkin butter, and I love it. No funky ingredients in them. You can feel okay about burning these around your family, and you have all the fall vibes. This Christian company shares our values when it comes to quality of ingredients that benefit our bodies. They also make tallow for skincare products. I have been trying out their frankincense whipped tallow, and so far I really love it. I've been using it on my face. So check them out at Gilead Girls on Facebook, Instagram, and their Etsy, gileadgirls.etsy.com, for purchases. You can enter fruitful15 for 15% off your purchase. That's fruitful15.
Because, I mean, even if our nation was to fall, the church clearly doesn't. And God still has a plan with the people who live in this state, in this nation, whatever would one day reshape about this country. Nations rise and fall, but God's people are continuing to move forward, continuing to grow. And, you know, like, I mean, it's a good reflection. Thank you. Our job really is going to be the same when it comes to our home, when it comes to rejoicing, when it comes to recognizing and being thankful for the work of God in our life and family and church and world. I mean, that's part of what we're talking about, holding fast to what's good.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of good in the midst of crazy. Even if she wins, there's a whole lot of good in our life and in our world.
Yeah.
That we can celebrate.
So that's what we're talking about today, holding fast to what is good. Jared was talking about this verse with our family worship a couple nights ago, and I thought, you know, this would be a really good thing to talk about on the podcast, because sometimes it's not easy to hold fast to what is good. So maybe start out by reading the verse.
We were talking about the marks of a true Christian from Romans chapter 12 in verse 9. It says this: let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. So that was the one verse. That's just verse 9. let love be genuine, real, proper, true Christian love. And then hate what is evil or abhor what is evil. And then on the flip side of that, hold fast to what is good. So with the biblical definitions of evil and good, not with a worldly definition and understanding of that, we are to properly hate the evil and then hold on to the things God calls good. And then if we make an assessment of our life, there's a lot of good, both personally, like just even with personal sanctification, God's dealing with you as an individual. But then if you think more covenantally and think about even your family or your church family, there's a whole lot of good that God's doing right now. It's always just a matter of having the eyes to see it and then holding on to that, what's good, and then grab on with two hands, you know, spiritually, of course, not physically, but grab on and say, God, thank you. We're going to hate the evil. We're going to hold on to that which is good. So we've been thinking about that.
Whenever you have a life and God's given you a lot of fruitfulness and there's a lot of good things to do, sometimes it can be hard to hold fast to what is good because things are heavy and tiring and the work that you put into the fruit is hard. Labor and harvest are difficult. So it can be easy to lose your grip on that is good and to think, you know, it's a lot easier to do fill in the blank.
Well, think about the good things that are hard things, because you're exactly right. Good things aren't always easy. Sometimes good things are very, very easy. A vacation in some way. Well, I mean, I guess there's challenges to certain aspects to vacation. But there are some things, good things that are also very, very easy. And then there are good things, a majority of good things that come with difficulty. And that's a part of why they're good, because the difficulty of that which is good is also sanctifying. Yeah. It's transformative. It's what God uses in our life. Just thinking about children, they're a blessing from the Lord. But the challenge that comes with less sleep or the discipline that is carried out over months and years as you're shaping a child the way God would have you. Those are all good things, but they're inherently challenging.
Yeah. I'm thinking with family life and, you know, with homeschooling and with children and discipline, like you said, and it can even be translated into church life and things with the church. Sometimes just the church at large, I don't mean Christ Church, but just the church at large sometimes can be messy. Mm-hmm. And there, I know of a lot of churches that are going through a lot of difficulty right now, and it's painful, and it would be very easy to let go of what is good and be like, you know what, this is not easy.
That's true.
And I want to let go of it and just kind of forget it altogether. And this scripture is a good admonishment to hold fast to what is good, that sometimes you need to hang on, because there'll be rough patches where it looks bleak and tiring and weighty, and you'll not want to hold on. You'll want to let go and run the other way. And you'll think, for the sake of my mental health, I got to get out of here. And actually, in that time, you need to hold fast to what is good and hold even faster to Christ and know, Jesus, you will give me strength through this time of difficulty. But I know that ultimately this is good. This is good for me. Good for the glory of God and good for my family. So yeah, just with church life, even through seasons of difficulty, hold fast to what is good.
Well, commands reveal particular temptations of men and women. And it may sound simple to hate what is evil and hold fast to what is good, because the command of it is both an action. It's both of them are actions. One is hatred, the other is hold fast. But when you think about evil things and the command to hate evil things, it's easy to be callous to evil. It's easy to just be ambivalent towards evil. And it's actually really sometimes hard to hold fast to what is good, because the evil thing so often is the easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
It requires effort, not just from the inside out, but it requires actual effort to hold on, to fight, to stay, to stand your ground. We've already mentioned this, but when it comes to discipline of children, and this is what we're in the thick of right now with our children from 10 years old to one, and you may be in the thick of that as well. To hate evil is to hate not disciplining your child. That's what hatred of evil looks like, just letting your child get their way. But to hold fast to what is good is to do the work to exercise proper discipline in the home. And it's so much easier to just be lackadaisical, to just, you know, actually be the...
It's much easier to hand someone a tablet.
Yeah, right.
Where a child is checked out for the afternoon rather than deal with the squabbles that an afternoon entails.
Right. And then with any kind of issue with conflict, you know, the command in here goes on to say, love one another with brotherly affection. So if we're talking about church life or even relational life or family life, to properly love people requires that you don't run from confrontation. You know, false peace is so easy because people love that which is evil rather than hating it. And false peace, where you just push things under the rug or don't address issues that need to be addressed, that is evil, and we should hate that. What we should actually love is real and proper brotherly affection, which requires holding fast to that which is good. And that's another difficult thing. To have a proper community requires, just like brothers and sisters that are actually in a family, that you work through issues because you love one another.
I was just going to say, and because we live in negative world right now, and Christianity is not viewed as something that is positive, it is much easier to float along with culture in loving what is evil,
mm-hmm.
or thinking what is evil is okay. And it can be tiring and daunting to always be standing against evil. It's like, again, no, we don't think that's okay. Like, that's not okay. We can't go along with that. And it can be daunting day after day to stand against evil things. But God's word tells us to hate what is evil and to hold fast to what is good. And we have to have God's strength and the power of the Spirit to be able to do that day in and day out. And this is just another example of not relying on our own strength, but going to the Lord day after day for renewed strength in doing what he commands us to do.
It's interesting. When Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," he was saying that in the context of the people of God. It wasn't in opposition to the Canaanites and the evil people around them. It was talking about even the context of God's people. You guys might be doing this one thing, but for us, we're going to do the right thing. For me and my household, we're going to do the right thing. And to do the right thing is, that's the courageous thing. It's the thing that requires strength and endurance, all the things that the Holy Spirit, you know, when the churches are in Revelation are addressed, or Jesus says at the end of his comments of each of the churches, to the one who endures to the end will be saved. There's a overcome, the one who overcomes. You have to overcome. Christians are overcomers. That's what we do. And when it comes to anything that's good, it's going to require courage, from the smallest detail of homeschool or even waking up to spend time with the Lord or staying up to spend time with the Lord in prayer. Whatever is good that you're holding fast to, it's going to require the strength of the Holy Spirit and just fortitude to just do the right thing.
Be strengthened today. Hold fast to what is good. Don't give up.